The next word is simply English. It's simply beautiful. Punjabi. A bas under high. Breakdown. A. This pronoun, subject. Bas. Simply, adverb, modifying, beautiful. Sundar. Beautiful, adjective, describing it. High. Is, verb, present tense, linking it and beautiful. The sentence structure is straightforward, with the subject, it, implied, followed by the adverb, simply, and then the adjective, beautiful. The verb, is, links the subject and adjective. Key concept. The word, bas, simply, is a useful adverb to convey a sense of uncomplicated beauty. The next word is firm. English. The carpenter's hands are firm. Punjabi. Breakdown. Lukkarahar. Carpenter, this is a common word you will see frequently. The possessive marker, indicating, of the hurt. Hands. Pucky. Firm. Hun. Ah. The sentence uses the common Punjabi structure of subject verb object. The word pucky is the key word that indicates the firmness of the carpenter's hands. This sentence would be a good example to memorize for when talking about a skilled worker. The next word is well. English. Well, that's good to know. Punjabi. Vah, ich jaana vadia hai. Breakdown. Vah. This is an interjection used to express surprise, admiration, or agreement. It's similar to wow or well in English. Ich. This is the word for this or it. Jaana. This is the infinitive verb form of to know in Punjabi. Vadia. This means good or nice. Hai. This is the present tense form of the verb to be. Key concepts. The sentence structure is subject plus verb plus object. The word order in Punjabi is often different from English, so it's important to pay attention to the placement of words. Vah is a useful interjection to learn, as it can be used in many situations. Remember, the sentence is in the declarative mood, meaning it states a fact. Punjabi is a subject-verb-object language, just like English. The next word is cell. English. The cell phone is in my pocket. Punjabi. Mobile phone mere jeb vich hai. Breakdown. Mobile phone. This is the Punjabi word for cell phone. It literally translates to mobile phone. Mere. This is the Punjabi word for my. Jeb. This is the Punjabi word for pocket. Vich. This is a preposition meaning in. Hai. This is the Punjabi word for is. This sentence uses the simple present tense and follows the structure of subject plus verb plus object. The subject is mobile phone, the verb is, and the object is in my pocket. The sentence highlights how Punjabi has its own words for everyday objects like cell phone. English. The cell phone is in my pocket. Punjabi. Mobile phone mere jeb vich hai. The next word is article. English. The article was about the importance of education. Punjabi.
Ich lekh sikhya de mahatv bare si.
Breakdown.
Ich.
this demonstrative pronoun.
Lake.
Article, noun.
Sikhya.
Education, noun.
The.
Of, possessive marker.
Maha, of.
Importance, noun.
Bari.
About, preposition.
See.
Was, past tense of, to be. Key concepts. The sentence uses the postposition.
Bari.
To indicate, about. This is a common way to express, about, in Punjabi. The sentence also uses the possessive marker.
The.
To show that the importance is, of, education. The sentence uses the past tense form.
See.
Of the verb, to be, to indicate that the article was about something in the past.
English.
The article was about the importance of education.
Punjabi.
The next word is fast.
English.
He runs fast.
Punjabi.
Hindi. Breakdown. He, pronoun, subject of the sentence.
Is.
Fast, adjective, describing the verb.
Dorda.
Runs, verb, present continuous tense.
He.
Is, verb, helping verb, present tense. Key concepts. The Punjabi sentence uses the present continuous tense, indicated by the verb ending in
da.
The word order is subject adjective verb helping verb, which is typical of Punjabi. The use of the helping verb
he
emphasizes that the action of running is happening at the present moment.
Translation.
He runs fast. The next word is attack.
English.
The dog attacked the cat.
Punjabi. Kutte ne billi te hamla kita.
Breakdown.
Kutte.
Cut. Dog. Subject of the sentence.
Ne.
Ne. A grammatical particle that marks the subject in a sentence. It often follows the subject, and is used with verbs in the past tense.
Billy.
Billy. Cat, object of the sentence.
De.
T. On, or, upon, indicating the direction of the attack.
Hamla.
Hamla. Attack, action performed by the dog.
Kita.
Kita. Past tense of the verb, to do, indicating that the attack happened in the past. Key concepts. Subject-verb-object structure. The sentence follows the basic subject-verb-object structure common in Punjabi, where the subject performs the action on the object. Past tense. The sentence uses the past tense, indicated by the verb.
Kita.
Kita. Prepositions. The preposition.
De.
De. Indicates the direction of the attack, similar to, on, or, upon, in English.
English.
The dog attacked the cat.
Punjabi. Kutte ne billi te hamla kita.
The next word is foreign.
English.
He is a foreigner.
Punjabi. Uh, videshi hai.
Breakdown. He, subject pronoun.
Videshi.
Vidsi. Foreigner, adjective used as noun.
Hai.
Hi. Is, present tense, singular, masculine. Key concepts. Gender agreement. The adjective.
Videshi.
A breeze in gender with the masculine subject pronoun.
Oof.
Use of adjectives as nouns. The adjective.
Videshi.
Acts as a noun in this sentence, meaning, a foreigner. Memorization tip. Remember the sound of the word.
Videshi.
Which is similar to the English word, foreigner. The next word is surprise. English. He was surprised to see her. Punjabi.
O sonu vekh ke hairani hoi.
Breakdown.
O sonu.
Us nu. Him slash her.
O sonu.
Us nu. Him slash her.
Vekh.
Vekh. To see.
Ke.
Ki. By.
Herani.
Herani. Surprise.
Hoi.
Hoi. Was. Key concepts. The sentence uses the postposition.
Ke.
Ki. To indicate that the surprise was caused by seeing her.
Herani.
Herani. Is a noun, meaning surprise.
Hoi.
Hoi. Is the past tense of the verb.
Hona.
Hona. Meaning, to be. English. He was surprised to see her. Punjabi.
O sonu vekh ke hairani hoi.
The next word is feature. English. This house features a beautiful garden. Punjabi. Is garwich ek kub sarat bag high. Breakdown. Is. Colon. This demonstrative pronoun. Singular. Gar. Colon. House. Noun. Which. Colon. In. Inside. Preposition. Ek. Colon. A. One, indefinite article. Kubsarat. Colon, beautiful, adjective. Bag. Colon, garden, noun. High. Colon, is, exists, verb, present tense. Key concepts. Which. Colon, a common preposition used to indicate location. Ek. Colon, indefinite article used to indicate one item. High. Colon, a versatile verb that can be used in various tenses. Translation. This house has a beautiful garden. The next word is factor. English. The teacher asked the students to factor the polynomial. Punjabi.
Hindi a Hindi vaksi hariyera kanna pakane vidyara tiya doma upadda gunana khand karanu keha.
Breakdown.
Hindi a Hindi vaksi hariyera kanna paka.
Adhirapak. Teacher.
Ne.
Ni. Has, did, a postposition that shows the subject of the verb. Similar to, by, in English, but it marks the subject.
Vidyarthiya.
Vidyarthiyan. Students, the object of the verb.
Go.
Turn. From, a postposition that indicates where something comes from.
Bahupad.
Bahupad. Polynomial, the object of the verb.
Da.
Da. Of, belonging to, this is a postposition used to show possession, similar to, of, in English.
Gunanakhand.
Gunankhand. Factor, the object of the verb.
Karan.
Karan.
to do, to make, the verb in the sentence. Nu. Nu. To, a postposition that indicates direction, similar to, in English.
Kiha.
Kiha. Said, the past tense of the verb, kana, to say. Key concept. The sentence structure in Punjabi is SOV, subject-object-verb. English. The teacher asked the students to factor the polynomial. Punjabi.
Hindi a, Hindi the sihari erakana pakane vidyara tia doba hupad da gunanakund karanu kiha.
The next word is pretty. English. The flower is very pretty. Punjabi.
Pul bahut sohana hai.
Breakdown.
Pul. Pearl.
Flower, masculine noun.
Bahut.
Bahut. Very, adverb.
Sohana.
Sona. Pretty, adjective.
Hair.
High. Is, present tense verb. Key concepts. The adjective.
Sohana.
Sona. A breathing gender with the noun.
Pool.
Pearl. Which is masculine. The word order is subject adverb adjective verb, s advaj v. English. The flower is very pretty. Punjabi.
Pool bahut sohana hai.
The next word is recently. English. He recently visited his family. Punjabi.
Upane hal hi vichapane parivar da dora kita.
Breakdown.
Upane.
This is the third person singular masculine subject pronoun. He, in the past tense. It's similar to saying, he did.
Hal.
This means, recently, or, lately.
He.
This is used to emphasize, recently, and is similar to saying, just.
Which.
This signifies, in, or, within, and indicates a time frame.
Apane.
This means, his, or, her, and is possessive.
Parivar.
This means, family.
Da.
This is the masculine singular possessive particle for, of, in this case, of his family.
Dora.
This means, visit.
Kita.
This is the past tense of the verb, to do, or, to make, and signifies the action of visiting. Key concepts.
Hal hi vich.
Is a common phrase for, recently. This sentence uses the past tense of the verb.
Kita.
To indicate that the action of visiting happened in the past. English. He recently visited his family. Punjabi.
Upane hal hi vich apane parivar da dora kita.
The next word is because. English. He went to the market because he needed groceries. Punjabi.
Uf bazar gya kiyo kiyo sanu kirana chahida si.
Breakdown.
Uf.
He slash she slash it, subject pronoun.
Bazar.
Market, noun.
Gya.
Went, past tense verb.
Kiyuki.
Because, conjunction.
Usanu.
He slash she slash it, object pronoun.
Kirana.
Groceries, noun.
Chahidasi.
Needed, past tense verb. Key concepts.
Kiyuki.
Is a conjunction that introduces a subordinate clause, explaining the reason for the main clause.
Chahidasi. is a common phrase in Punjabi that expresses a need or necessity. Translation: he went to the market because he needed groceries. The next word is affect. English: the weather affects our mood. Punjabi:
Mausam saade mood nu prabhavit karda hai.
Breakdown:
Mausam, mausam,
weather. This is a common noun and the subject of the sentence.
Saade,
saad. Our: this is a possessive adjective modifying the next word.
Mood, mood,
mood. This is a noun and the object of the verb.
Nu, nu.
This is a postposition that indicates the object of the verb, similar to the English to.
Prabhavit,
prabhavit. This is the past participle of the verb.
Prabhavit karana,
prabhavit karna. To affect. This is used in the present tense with the auxiliary verb.
Karada hai,
karna hai.
Does. Karada hai,
karna hai. This is the present tense, third person singular form of the verb, to do. It is used as an auxiliary verb in this sentence. Key concepts. Postpositions. Punjabi uses postpositions instead of prepositions. A postposition is a word that follows the noun it modifies. Auxiliary verbs. Punjabi uses auxiliary verbs to express tense and aspect. Translation. English: the weather affects our mood. Punjabi:
Mausam saade mood nu prabhavit karda hai.
The next word is drop. English: he dropped the book. Punjabi:
Usne kitab sut ditti.
Breakdown:
Usne,
he, pronoun, subject of the sentence.
Kitab,
book, noun, object of the verb.
Sut,
to drop slash throw, verb, past tense.
Ditti,
gave slash dropped, past tense of the verb.
Dena,
to give, used as a helper verb. This sentence illustrates the use of a helper verb to convey the past tense. In this case, the helper verb
ditti
works with the verb
sut
to express that the dropping action happened in the past. English: he dropped the book. Punjabi:
Usne kitab sut ditti.
The next word is recent. English: the recent news is concerning. Punjabi:
Haliya Bara Chitajanak Ne.
Breakdown:
Haliya
: this word means recent. It is an adjective that modifies the noun.
Bara.
It is in the singular form, but it is used for both singular and plural nouns.
Bara
: this word means news. It is a plural noun, and it is the subject of the sentence.
Chitajanak
: this word means concerning or worrisome. It is an adjective describing the news.
Ne
: this is the ending of the verb to be in the present tense. It is used with plural subjects. Key concepts. The Punjabi language uses postpositions, not prepositions. This means that the word that describes the noun comes after the noun. Punjabi has a flexible word order and can change based on the speaker's emphasis. English: the recent news is concerning. Punjabi:
Haliya Baga. Chidajanak. Nay.
The next word is relate. English. The story relates to the history of Punjab. Punjabi.
Kahani Punjab Dariti Haz Nal Sambandh Hit High.
Breakdown.
Kahani.
Story.
Punjab.
Punjab.
The.
Of possessive marker.
Itihas.
History.
Nal.
With.
Sambandh Hit.
Related.
High.
Is. Key concepts.
Nal.
Is a preposition that means with or to.
Sambandh Hit.
Is an adjective meaning related.
The.
Is a possessive marker that means of and is placed after the noun it modifies. This sentence demonstrates the use of the preposition.
Nal.
To connect the story to the history of Punjab, the adjective
Sambandh Hit
is used to describe the relationship between the two. The next word is official. English. The official language of Punjab is Punjabi. Punjabi.
Punjab diya dikarak pasha Punjabi hai.
Breakdown.
Punjab.
Punjab.
The.
Of. Possessive marker.
Adhikarak.
Official.
Pasha.
Language.
Punjabi.
Punjabi.
Hai.
Is. Key concepts. Possessive marker.
The.
Indicates possession, similar to of in English. It is used to show that Punjab has an official language. Word order. In Punjabi, the sentence structure is often subject-object-verb, SOV, as opposed to the subject-verb-object, SVO, order common in English. Grammatical gender. Punjabi nouns have grammatical gender, masculine, feminine, or neuter. In this case,
Pasha.
Language is feminine, which is why the possessive marker is
the
instead of
the
masculine. Important note, the Punjabi word
hai
is a verb that means is. It is used to connect the subject.
Pasha.
And the predicate.
Punjabi.
The next word is financial. English. He has financial problems. Punjabi.
Uhanu vipi mushakalahan.
Breakdown.
Uhanu.
This is the dative case of the pronoun.
Uh.
He slash she slash it, and means, to him slash her slash it.
Viti.
This is the adjective form of the noun.
Vit.
Finance, and means, financial.
Mushakala.
This is the plural form of the noun.
Mushakal.
Problem slash difficulty, and means, problems slash difficulties.
Fun.
This is the third person plural present tense of the verb.
Hona.
To be, and means, are. Key concepts. Dative case. This grammatical case is used to indicate the recipient of an action, or the object to which something is given. Adjective form. This form of a noun is used to describe, or modify another noun. Plural form. This form of a noun is used to indicate that there is more than one of the noun. Third person plural present tense. This tense of a verb indicates that the action is being performed by multiple subjects. English. He has financial problems. Punjabi.
over nu wird die Muschel gelaufen.
The next word is miss. English. She missed the bus. Punjabi.
Uf bus chut gayi.
Breakdown.
Uf.
This is the Punjabi word for she or he, depending on context. This word is used for both singular and plural forms.
Bus.
This is the Punjabi word for bus.
Chut.
This is the past tense form of the verb to miss, meaning missed.
Gayi.
This is the past tense form of the verb to go, which here signifies that the bus went away or left. Key concept. The Punjabi sentence uses a structure similar to she bus missed, highlighting the bus as the subject of the sentence and its action of missing. English translation. She missed the bus. The next word is art. English. He is an artist. Punjabi.
Ohi kalakar hai.
Breakdown.
Oh.
This is the masculine singular pronoun for he.
Ik.
Ik. This is the indefinite article, a, or, an.
Kalakar.
Kalakar. This is the word for artist.
Hey.
Hi. This is the present tense of the verb, to be. This sentence uses the simple present tense to describe the person's profession. The sentence structure is subject-verb-object. English. He is an artist. Punjabi.
Ohik kalakar hai.
The next word is campaign. English. The political party is running a campaign to get more votes. Punjabi.
Rajani Dik Party Vota Vadaun Lai Ik Muhim Chala Rahi Hai.
Breakdown.
Rajani Dik Party.
Political party literally translates to political party.
Vota.
Votes, plural of
vote. Vadaun.
To increase.
Lai.
For.
Ik.
One.
A. Muhim.
Campaign. Chala. To run, in the sense of an activity.
Rahi.
Is doing, grammatical ending that shows present continuous tense.
He.
Is, grammatical ending that shows the present tense. Key concepts. The word
muhim
is a key term to understand in this sentence. It is a direct translation of the English word campaign. The sentence uses the present continuous tense. The grammatical ending
rahi
is added to the verb
chala
to show the action of running the campaign is ongoing.
Punjabi. Rajani Dik Party Vota Vadaun Lai Ik Muhim Chala Rahi Hai.
English. The political party is running a campaign to get more votes. The next word is private. English. The book is for private reading only.
Punjabi. Kitab Sirf Niji Parhai Lai Hai.
Breakdown.
Kitab.
Kitab. Book, feminine.
Serif.
Surf.
Only.
Niji.
Niji.
Private.
Parhai.
Parakariki Punjbi Hai. Reading, feminine.
Lai.
Lai.
For
hair high is key concepts. Gender In Punjabi, nouns have gender. Kitab. Kitab. Book and Parhai. Parhai ki Punjabi. Reading are feminine nouns. This affects the choice of verb and other grammatical elements. Postpositions. Punjabi uses postpositions, words that come after the noun, like Lai. Lai. For, instead of prepositions, words that come before the noun, like, for, in English. Word order. The basic word order in Punjabi sentences is subject-object-verb, SOV, similar to Hindi and Urdu. However, the sentence above has the object. Kitab. Kitab. Book, at the beginning for emphasis. English. The book is for private reading only. Punjabi. Kitab sirf nigi parhai lai hai. The next word is very. English. This is a very beautiful day. Punjabi. A bahut sundar din hai. Breakdown. A. This. Bahut. Very. Sundar. Beautiful. Din. Day. Hai. Is. Key concept. Bahut. Means, very. It is an adverb used to intensify the adjective. Sundar. Beautiful. English. This is a very beautiful day. Punjabi. A bahut sundar din hai. The next word is pause. English. Please pause for a moment. Punjabi. Kirpa karo ke tora jiha. Vera. Karo. Breakdown. Vera. Means, pause, or, break. It is a noun. Thoda jiha. Means, a little bit, or, for a moment. It is an adverbial phrase. Kaya kuri ki punjbi pa ka ki. Means, please. It is a polite phrase. This sentence is a polite request to someone to pause for a moment. It is a common phrase used in everyday conversation. The next word is everyone. English. Everyone is happy today. Punjabi. Sabajaj Kashan. Breakdown. Sabaj is the Punjabi word for everyone. It is plural, so it is used when referring to a group of people. Aj is the Punjabi word for today. Kush is the Punjabi word for happy. Han is the Punjabi verb, to be, in the present tense. Key concepts. Punjabi does not use articles, a, an, the, so, everyone, is simply. Sabaj. In Punjabi, the verb, to be, is often implied, so it is only used in the present tense. Punjabi word order is different from English. In English we say, everyone is happy, but in Punjabi we say, Sabaj Kashan. English. Everyone is happy today. Punjabi. Sabajaj Kashan. The next word is forget. English. He forgot his book. Punjabi. Usne apni kitab bhul gayi. Breakdown. Usne. This is the third person singular masculine subject pronoun, meaning, he. Apni. This is a possessive pronoun meaning, his or her slash its. It is used to indicate that the book belongs to the person referred to by the pronoun. Usane. Kitab. This is the noun, book. Pulgai. This is the past tense verb, forgot. It is formed using the past tense marker. Gai. combined with the verb stem.
Pull.
Key concepts. Gender. In Punjabi, nouns and pronouns are often marked for gender.
Here, usne
is masculine and
kitab
is feminine. Possessive pronouns. Punjabi possessive pronouns are used differently than in English. They typically precede the noun they modify.
English.
He forgot his book. Punjabi.
Usne apni kitab bhul gayi.
The next word is page. English. The book has 200 pages. Punjabi.
Kitab vich 200 panne hun.
Breakdown.
Kitab.
Book.
Vich.
In, this is the preposition, in, when used with a place.
Dho.
To.
So.
100.
Panne.
Pages.
Hun.
Are. In Punjabi, the word order of a sentence is generally subject-object-verb, SOV. So the sentence structure is
subject.
Kitab.
Book,
object.
Panne.
Pages, verb.
Hun.
Are. Key concepts.
Which.
Is a very important preposition meaning, in, and is used with a place, a container, a space. For example,
Karvich.
In the house.
So.
Is a number word, it means, 100.
Panne.
Is the plural form of
panna.
Which means, page.
English.
The book has 200 pages. Punjabi.
Kitab vich 200 panne hun.
The next word is worry. English. Don't worry, everything will be alright. Punjabi.
Sihari karna karo, sab theek ho javega.
Breakdown.
Sihari kar.
This is the Punjabi word for worry.
Na.
This is the Punjabi word for not.
Karo.
This is the Punjabi word for do. It is in the imperative form, which means it is a command.
Sab.
This is the Punjabi word for everything.
Theek.
This is the Punjabi word for all right.
Ho.
This is the Punjabi word for be.
Javega.
This is the Punjabi word for will be. This sentence is a common expression in Punjabi, used to reassure someone who is worried.
English.
Don't worry, everything will be alright. Punjabi.
Sihari karna karo, sab theek ho javega.
The next word is summer. English. The summer is very hot. Punjabi.
Gami bahut gami hoti hai.
Breakdown. Gami. Summer is the subject of the sentence, a noun.
Bahut.
Very modifies the adjective.
Gami.
Hot, emphasizing its intensity.
Gami.
Hot is the adjective describing the summer.
Hoti hai
is the verb, to be, in the present tense, indicating the state of the summer. Key concept. Punjabi uses postpositions like
ni
to slash for, instead of prepositions like to or for in English. English translation. The summer is very hot. The next word is drink.
English.
He drinks tea every morning.
Punjabi. Uthar saveer chah peeda hai.
Breakdown.
Uth.
This is the subject pronoun, he, in Punjabi.
her. This is the word for every in Punjabi. Savir. This is the word for morning in Punjabi. Cha. This is the word for tea in Punjabi. Pida. This is the present tense verb drink in Punjabi. Ha. This is the particle is at the end of a sentence. Key concepts. Word order. Punjabi follows a subject-verb-object word order, just like English. Verb conjugation. Punjabi verbs are conjugated for person, tense, and number. Particles. Punjabi uses particles like hair to indicate the end of a sentence. Translation. He drinks tea every morning. The next word is opinion. English. What is your opinion on this matter? Punjabi. Is nu, hi, kais, hi, nu, hi, kai, hi, ra, hi, hi, hi. Breakdown. Hi is hi, this, hi, nu, hi, to, hi, kais, hi, anyone, formal slash polite, hi, nu, hi, to, optional, but makes it sound more polite. Hi, kai, hi, what, hi, ra, hi, opinion, hi, hi. Hi, is there? This sentence uses the formal slash polite version of you. Formal, you, in Punjabi is, aap, but in this case, aap, is implied, so we use, nu. It's a common polite way to ask for someone's opinion. In Punjabi, we can express, what's your opinion, in a few different ways, but this is a common one. The next word is park. English. The children are playing in the park. Punjabi.
Bacche park vich khed rahe hain.
Breakdown.
Bacche. Park.
Children, plural.
Park.
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 Vich.
Which.
In, within, indicates location.
Kid.
Cad. Playing, verb, present continuous tense.
Rahe.
Ra. A, present continuous tense marker.
Hun.
Han. A, plural subject agreement. Key concepts. Punjabi uses postpositions, words that follow the noun, to indicate location, such as
which
for in. The present continuous tense in Punjabi is formed using the verb stem plus
rahe
ra for plural subjects. The final particle
hun
han indicates that the subject is plural. English. The children are playing in the park. Punjabi.
Bacche park vich khed rahe hain.
The next word is represent. English. He represents the values of our community. Punjabi.
Uh sade samaj de mullanu darasauda hai.
Breakdown. He slash she slash it.
Sage.
Our.
Samaj.
Community.
De.
Of.
Mulla.
Values.
Nu.
To.
Darasauda.
Represents, present tense, masculine singular. The key concept here is the verb.
Darasauda.
Which means, represents. It is a common verb with a wide range of applications. We see here that the sentence is in the present tense. English. He represents the values of our community. Punjabi.
Sade samaj de mullanu darasauda hai.
The next word is just.
English. He just arrived. Punjabi.
Uhune hi perhujia hai.
Breakdown. He/she/it, subject pronoun.
Hune hi.
Hune hi. Just now, recently, adverb phrase.
Perhujia.
Pahacha. Arrived, past tense verb.
He.
Hi. Is/has/am, present tense verb, helping verb in this case. Key concepts. The use of
hune hi.
Hune hi. To express the idea of just in Punjabi. The present tense verb.
He.
Hi. Functions as a helping verb to form the past tense with the past participle.
Perhujia.
Pahacha. English. He just arrived. Punjabi.
Uhune hi perhujia hai.
The next word is key. English. The key is in the drawer. Punjabi.
Kuji drakaj vich hai.
Breakdown.
Kuji.
Kunji, key.
Drakaj.
Garaj, drawer.
Vich.
Vich, in.
Hai.
Hai, is. This sentence uses the simple present tense and the postposition.
Which
means in and is used to indicate location. The sentence literally translates to the key is in the drawer. The next word is inside. English. The cat is inside the house. Punjabi.
Billi kar de agar hai.
Breakdown.
Billy. Billy.
Cat, feminine noun.
Car.
Da. House, masculine noun.
De.
De. Of, indicates possession, and is used before a noun.
Agar.
Anda. Inside, preposition, indicates location.
He.
Hi. Is, present tense, singular, third person. Key concepts. Gender. Punjabi nouns are gendered, so it's important to learn the gender of each noun. Case. Punjabi uses a case system, which indicates the function of a noun in a sentence. Here, of, the, is a possessive case marker. Prepositions. Prepositions like, inside, and are used to show the relationship between a noun and another element in the sentence. Verb conjugation. Punjabi verbs are conjugated based on person, number, and tense. English. The cat is inside the house. Punjabi.
Billi kar de agar hai.
The next word is manager. English. The manager is responsible for the employees. Punjabi.
Manager karmachari adi zimmevari leta hai.
Breakdown.
Manager.
Manager.
Karmachari
employees, plural.
The.
Of, possessive marker.
Sihari mevari.
Responsibility.
Leda.
Takes, present tense, masculine singular.
He.
Is, present tense, singular. Key concepts. Gendered verbs. In Punjabi, verbs change based on the gender of the subject. In this case,
Leda.
Is the masculine form of the verb, to take. Possessive markers. The possessive marker.
The.
Indicates that the responsibility belongs to the employees. Word order. Punjabi follows a subject-object-verb, SOV, word order. English. The manager is responsible for the employees. Punjabi.
Manager Karam Acharya Di Zimmevari Leda Hai.
The next word is international. English. The international community is working together to combat climate change. Punjabi.
Antarashtriya Samaj Vatavaran Parivartan Nurokan Lai Sathkam Karahan.
Breakdown. Antarashtriya. This is the Punjabi word for international, and it refers to something involving multiple countries or nations. Samaj. This means community or society in Punjabi, referring to a group of people with shared interests.
Vatavaran.
This is the Punjabi word for environment or atmosphere.
Parivartan.
This word means change or transformation in Punjabi, and in this context, it refers to climate change.
Rokan.
This verb means to stop or to prevent.
Lay.
This is a Punjabi preposition meaning for or in order to.
Saath.
This means together in Punjabi.
Calm.
This verb means to work.
Ra.
This is the present continuous tense of the verb to be, indicating an ongoing action.
Han.
This is the Punjabi word for are or they are and is used to denote plural subjects. Key concepts. Use of the present continuous tense. This tense is used to describe an ongoing action, emphasizing that the international community is continuously working to address climate change. Prepositions. The preposition
lay
indicates the purpose of the work being done by the international community. Plural subject. The use of the word
Han
indicates that the subject is plural, the international community as a whole is working together. This sentence highlights the collaborative efforts of the international community in tackling climate change, an issue that affects the entire world. The next word is contain. English. This box contains books. Punjabi.
Ek dabba kitaba rakhda hai.
Breakdown.
Ek. This. Dabba.
Box.
Kitaba. Books. Rakhda hai.
Contains. This is the present tense. Third person singular verb conjugation of the verb to keep, which is used in the sense of to contain here. Important concepts. Punjabi verbs are conjugated for person, first, second, third, and number, singular, plural.
Rakhan. Rakhana.
Is the infinitive of the verb to keep or to hold.
The. He.
At the end of the verb is the third person singular marker. English. This box contains books. Punjabi.
Ek dabba kitaba rakhda hai.
The next word is notice. English. He noticed the beautiful sunrise. Punjabi.
Usne sundar suraj udaun wala dekhya.
Breakdown.
Usne.
He, subject pronoun.
Sundar.
Beautiful, adjective.
Suraj.
Sun, noun.
Udaun wala.
Rising, adjective.
Dekhya.
Noticed slash saw, verb in past tense. Key concepts. Word order. Subject-object-verb, SOV, this is the typical word order in Punjabi. Adjectives. Adjectives in Punjabi typically come before the noun they describe. Verbs. Punjabi verbs are conjugated based on tense and person who is doing the action. This sentence uses the word Vekhya to see slash notice, which is a common verb used in various contexts in Punjabi. English. He noticed the beautiful sunrise. Punjabi.
Usne sundar suraj udaun wala dekhya.
The next word is wonder. English. I wonder what he is doing. Punjabi.
Mainu hairani hai ki oh ki kar raha hai.
Breakdown.
Mainu.
This is a combination of
mainu,
to me, and
hai
is. These two words are often used together to express I or me. This is a good example of how Punjabi words can be combined to form new meaning.
Hairani.
This means wonder or surprise.
Hair.
This means is.
Ki.
This is a conjunction that means that or whether.
Oh.
This means he.
Ki.
This means what.
Kar.
This means to do.
Reha.
This is the present continuous tense of the verb.
Karana.
To do, and it means is doing.
He.
This means is. English. I wonder what he is doing. Punjabi.
Mainu hairani hai ki oh ki kar raha hai.